Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. I love the Lord as He speaks His word, seeking to be a blessing to us, speaking to us in our heart. Spirit to spirit, He speaks. Spirit to spirit. He made our spirits alive, those who believe on Jesus Christ. Our spirit man is alive, and we're alive in Him. And we can do what He does. He gave us the same, the life of God, the same life that He is. That's why we can say, as He is, so are we in this world. If we can, anytime we can fully cooperate with the Spirit of God, if we can cooperate for God's, with God's will for us, which is His Word, His revealed, the revealed revelation of His Word, the true things of God. When we can be one with that, when we can be in agreement with that and act according to the Word of God. As He is, so are we in this world. You know, I saw a commercial. A man got on a car, and they made the statement that the driver and the automobile were one. Now, when we yield to the Lord, we become one, a tool in His hand, a blessing. When we do outreach, we're an extension of Him by the Holy Spirit, speaking the words of the Holy Spirit, speaking words of life. Our mouth is an extension of the Lord. When we help people, our strength is an extension of the Lord. When we lay hands on the sick that they may recover, our hands become His hands, and we lay hands in faith, and we supply them with covenant. We supply them with the covenant of healing. We're in agreement. We believe that they are healed, and they can't be destroyed. And we rebuke the sickness, and we claim the healing throughout their body. And we use a spiritual law that cannot be broken, and they become healed. We are an extension of Him. We are in agreement. We believe, and we refuse to doubt in our heart. A man can come to the point that he will not doubt. He will not choose doubt. He refuses it. And always remember this, we always have the mastery if we receive God's word. Faith. We have the mastery, and not Satan, and not the will of men. Serpents, scorpions, they don't have the mastery. To a man that's separated from God, they can have the mastery. But to a man that's reunited with the Lord, God gave us the mastery. And if you're somewhere too far away from a hospital, and you're bit by an adder, a serpent, a black widow, or any deadly thing, you can fully claim immunity and walk right out of those woods. Because your faith is greater than their venom. Satan would use the venom of a small beast against you. But you're greater than all the power of the enemy. There's nothing on this planet that the enemy can use that can kill you if you believe and take authority. If you use the authority God gave you and believe His word against that thing. And I thank the Lord for it. You can take authority over fallout. Henry Gruber gave a testimony that after the tsunami hit Japan, the Christians were cleaning up, and men had a Christian Japanese had a Geiger counter. They were the engineers that went back inside the plant. And the fallout registered 15. 10 was deadly, but it registered 15. And Henry Gruber said, "Bring it to me." And he rebuked it. He said, "My God who made these chemicals is greater than what man did, misuse of these chemicals, and and the radiation levels went back down to zero. And they wanted him to stay. He said, no, you're going to have to do what I did, because as a Christian, you can. Sometime as a Christian, you may have to do things you were never trained for. Sometime you're just going to have to take a stand. And if you do, my friend, whatever it is, God will be with you, and you are the one who will win and not die. I learned about authority, and I was put in situations where I was going to use that authority or people would die. Anybody can do it. A child can do it. You don't have to be strong. You can be weak. You can be weak in your body. But if you take authority with your mouth, God will make the difference. Use your words. Use your words of faith and speak. And Satan can't go past it. Command him. Command him now. And stop his works throughout your house, throughout your family, throughout the house of your friend. Take full authority over Satan's works. He's corrupt. He has no rights. The Lord taught me that if anybody believed that Satan is powerful, he deceived them to believe that. He's not powerful. God stripped him. He has no power. He's no more powerful than a vapor of smoke. But he makes himself look great. And he uses others at his will, because people have so much weakness in them. And he has so much place in their lives. To them, he's powerful. And he can use their deception against the people of God. Unless the people of God speak. That's why the worldly religions hate Christians, because they can't overcome our words. No matter what they do, no matter how they threaten, they can threaten all they want. It means nothing. That what they do is smoke. Any Christian can arrest the works of darkness. I've seen where ISIS were going to kill people. Now, I don't stand around TV all day watching to see what ISIS is doing, but if I hear that they capture somebody or they want to kill, I tell Satan he can't use them. Every time I've done that, they let the people go. Because you have authority over Satan. Now, when you teach this in church, people think that they got to be something special. I'm going to tell you who's special. Jesus is. Jesus, if you believe, if you're in league with him. See, when you believe on Jesus Christ, as he is, so are you in this world. Now, people quote that scripture, they read over it, but they won't apply it to their life sometime. And what they read is, they read the scripture, but they don't realize it. They don't receive it as truth. But they say it's true, but they don't receive it as truth. You can say something's true, you can confess something's true, but not partake of it. You can even preach that it's true. Sometimes to get the revelation, you're just going to have to make a stand. You got to be all in and stop trying to hide behind the badge of ministry or denomination. Some people hide. Well, I don't want to do this or that. I'm a preacher. No, take the stand and do what needs to be done. Sometimes you're just going to have to say something. Now, we've been talking about relationships, and I want to cover more ground. Now, the last broadcast, we talked about the importance of loving people no matter what they do and what a fool they act and how dangerous they may be. And we were talking about how, you know, I say we because the Holy Spirit is the one who prompted me to say those things. So, I mean, I didn't do it alone. I did it with the Lord. I did it at his will to answer your question. Now, you decide to love every soul. If they breathe, you love them. And the demons that operate against their life and against your life, you got to take a stand. They don't have to hear you when you command Satan to stop using them, people that are contrary. You can do that under your breath. You can do that in another room somewhere. You can drive around the block and take authority over Satan. If you really don't want nobody to hear you, just take authority over Satan. But you got to do that, because people can be deceived. People can be just as dangerous as rebellious, wicked people. Paul was deceived by the enemy, and he thought he was right when he threw Christians in jail. He did the same works that Muslims do today, the corrupt Muslims. But see, even with Satan's greatest deception, now most people don't fall for his lies. Most Muslims will never kill a Christian, even though their religion tells them to. And we call the ones that do damage radical Muslims. But they're you know, some people are wicked. But some people, you know, people will go along, they will only go so far, just like Christians. Some people truly follow God, and there are many who just kind of take a ride, you know, they just kind of take a back seat. They're not going to pray for people, they're not going to put themselves in harm's way. They're not going to do anything wicked, but they're not going to do anything extra. And then you got some people, they're just all in. They'll do whatever God say. And some people will overwork, and their family life suffers. But if you want to do it God's way, He's not going to leave anything lacking. He will make provisions for your family. Now, there are some evangelists and apostles, some ministries, they have to leave their family and go do what they do, just like Henry Gruber did. The Lord has a remedy for every need. And sometimes people won't learn that remedy. Now, everybody I know that follow God to the T, just like Henry Gruber does. And if you don't know who Henry Gruber, you got to go to YouTube and listen to some of his testimonies and his videos. That's the kind of revelation that I've been getting since 1990. And he's much older than me, and I love him. He's a hero. He's like Kenneth Hagin. I love him. And I listen to these Charles Capps and other local ministers. I love these guys. My pastor, I love my pastor. Wonderful men of God. Everybody got their own grace, their own calling, their own sanction. Now, what God sanctioned you to do, He has a remedy for every need that you supply. Now, Henry and his wife have an agreement. They're in agreement. And they are successful, even though he may have to be gone for a couple of months at a time. But sometimes a natural job do the same thing. Some people work on oil rigs. They have to live on the oil rig for so many months. They don't fly in and out of town every day. They have to stay there till they hit oil. And they drill. They spend hours drilling till they hit through the bedrock and get the oil. And we benefit from it. And then they're off for a few months. And then they open another oil rig and they go back. And you know, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. Now, everybody can't do that. Everybody don't have that grace. Some preachers don't have that grace. They can't be away from their family. It won't work for them. But but the Lord has them set up to do another need that needs to be done. So you have to appreciate people's calling and stop trying to govern them into the same thing. We are not cookie-cutter preachers. And to be honest, if God had His way, every preacher's grace would be totally different. Some would be similar but different. If God had His way, He would send some people to churches for a season, because there are churches round about that have different elements of what you need. And He may send your family to one for so many years and another for so many months, and may even send you back so that you can help bring to one body to what another body is doing. Now, I didn't say that lightly. I said that because by the Holy Spirit. I remember one Sunday, the Lord sent me to one church that morning and another in the evening. Now, one had the most outstanding worship and praise, and the other had their worship and praise was not the same. It was good, but not the same. But the minister taught the word, and the word made the people more stable, but the worship of the church that morning made the people more dedicated. And I knew then, I said, now, they need to go over here and hear the word, and they need to come over here and learn worship. And the Lord pointed that out. I'm not criticizing people. I just saw what needed to happen. But in order for people to actually do that, it would take a large grace of maturity, or it would take great maturity on their behalves, on their parts. Now, and it didn't happen, so, and it probably never will until people get to heaven. But if people were in a mode, if they were in a mode to yield to the Holy Spirit and stop looking at God through the eyes of tradition and just be in the mode of yielding to the Holy Spirit, if there was greater leadership in that area, people would do it and benefit from it and see the wisdom in it. Sometime in order for there to be change, more light has to be lived. More people have to see more light in order for them to yield and do the greater things. This is very important. And in relationships, that's what has to happen. In your relationships, whatever, you know, write down your strengths. Sometimes people can be so, you can be so bitter, you can't see nothing good that they do. Now, next time you feel bitter against somebody and angry, and they frustrated you, and you don't know what to do with them, calm down. Read 1 Peter again, the whole book, if you have to. Read it for a week and calm down. Take authority if you have to, just like we did said in the last broadcast and at the beginning of this one. Decide to love them anyway. And if you're too upset to come up with ideas about how you can be a blessing to them while they're in their irate ways, ask the Lord to strengthen you. See, when the Lord strengthens you, as He is, so are you in this world. You'll be able to love them like Jesus. Now, once you decide you want to, now you've jumped that hurdle. Now it's going to take sustaining strength and the wisdom and grace of God to do it. And you'll have to just get wisdom from God. Say, Lord, I'm willing to do this. I don't think I can do it, but I want you to help me just love this man today or love this woman today. They're going to come in the house. They're going to cuss me out, or they're going to speak negatively, but help me not be moved by that and help me be strong enough and willing to continue obeying you. All right. Now, most people don't have the deep problems like that, but if you do, I wanted to go to the extreme for those who have to go to the extreme. But it could be a mild misunderstanding. Well, handling God's word. That's the meat of what I'm saying. That's the main meaning that I'm doing. Bear with the person. Now, while you're strengthened, go ahead and ask the Lord to help you see all the things that they do right. And write it down. You already know what they're doing wrong, but focus on what they're doing right. Ask the Lord to help you see that side of things. Don't go back and forth.